information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
You're listening to WGAU's Health and Wellness Roundtable. Here's your host, Mark Koyman.
Well, WGAU listeners, we have another great round today of the WGAU Health and Wellness Roundtable. I am sitting here with three marvelous folks, one of which, you know, I call him Coach Matt a lot, but Matt Keller, who is with the Georgia Neurological Surgery and Comprehensive Spine. They are headquartered and located right here in Athens, but they serve the Northeast Georgia area. And having said that, I have Karen and Bill, who are both with St. Mary's. And St. Mary's is a healthcare system that serves Northeast Georgia. And we are very fortunate here in Greater Athens to have these resources right here in our backyard. And so I'm very excited to have them with us. And we're going to be talking about how do you stay fit over the holidays? I mean, we are literally days away from the marvelous time of turkey and dressing and Thanksgiving. And after that, they celebrate a whole wide range, everything from Hanukkah to Christmas to New Year's to who is going to play in this bowl game to that bowl game and cheering away and everything else in between. So it's going to be a big time celebration time. Karen, share with listeners a little bit of your background, and Bill, I'm going to have you do the same. They've heard a lot about Matt's background and my background, but you're our guest today. Share with listeners a little bit about what you do with St. Mary's.
Sure. So my name is Karen Zinka. I am the System Clinical Nutrition Manager for St. Mary's Healthcare System. I am a registered dietitian, so I have a bachelor's degree. I completed a dietetic internship, had to pass a board exam, and I'm licensed in the state of Georgia. And so I'm responsible for doing the patient menus at St. Mary's, making sure the patients are getting the food they're supposed to be getting according to the diets that they're on. I also see outpatients at St. Mary's. And I also have my master's in public health. So I have that public health background as well in health promotion and behavior change. So I really like working with the Athens population, becoming healthier, managing their chronic conditions, and just happy to be a part of this discussion.
That's great. That is a great background that you have, and it's got to be a very, very resourceful career for you to do, and gives you a sense of mission and meaning in what you do, and I think that's pretty cool. Well, Bill, share with listeners a little bit about your background.
Absolutely. I am Billy McLaughlin. I am the current manager of St. Mary's Wellness Center, the fitness portion of the Wellness Center. We are we're located in an outpatient building that's shared with outpatient physical therapy, our fitness portion, imaging departments. But it's a really cool, great gym, open to the public. I'm responsible for day-to-day operations there at the gym, you know, making sure the members are catered to the best we can, providing personal training, massage therapy, group fitness classes. My background is huge in health and wellness, fitness. I've worked at multiple gyms in the past. I've done a lot of personal training. I have a huge interest in powerlifting. So I'm all about, you know, improving yourself, being the best that you can be, and really doing the best you can in all aspects of life. I just love the health and wellness.
Yeah, and Bill, the facility that you work out of, you and I have run into each other because mm-hmm. of the fact that after my time of experiencing a condition that was treated at St. Mary's, part of my follow-up afterwards was one where I needed to get very involved in fitness and working out again. And right. the facility that is there, Greater Athens needs to know more about it. And I hope that that before we close the show, you might want to share with listeners a phone number to call or how
Absolutely.
They can get in contact with you all. And, mm-hmm. and then Matt, listeners, they listen to a lot of different shows. Your show is featured once a month, but just again, to give listeners a little bit of a grounding, you are here at Georgia Neurological Surgery and Comprehensive Spine and it is located just, we can see, we're sitting in the conference room, we can see St. Mary's through the trees, but it's located right here on Atlanta Highway. Share with listeners a little bit more of your background.
Well, I've been a physical therapist since 1991 and worked in various settings. I've been here at Georgia Neurological Surgery Comprehensive Spine for going on 9 years. I work closely with our surgeons here with our patients preoperatively and postoperatively in preparation for surgery if they need surgery, as well as rehabilitation from some of the spinal surgeries that they have. And interestingly enough, a lot of patients don't need surgery. They can get the right kind of therapy a lot of times and get it early enough. A lot of times they can avoid surgery, which is an awesome thing to see and experience. So that's what I really am involved in. So I work very closely with our physicians on a day-to-day basis.
That's super.
Yeah.
That's a great background to have. Well, you know, as we go into the holidays, so one statistic, a lot of times when we do these shows, I go on Google, God love Google, but I'll go and Google the topic and it's amazing what comes up. But the one statistic that I was just taken back by is that the top 3 days here in the United States, when we have the largest number of heart attacks, those top 3 days, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. So, you know, the holidays on that level, cardiac deaths are 5% higher during the holidays. So it's hard, but strokes are up. I'm one of the first ones to admit very quickly that I don't always eat the most nutritional dinners and foods during that time. Karen, do you see that as being for many a challenging time in terms of staying in healthy eating, or Lord forbid, staying on a diet?
I do. You know, it's definitely a big time of year where there's a lot of stress, family gatherings, peer pressure, a lot of different, you know, desserts and sweets and special treats that get people excited to, you know, eat these things, which is fine. But I think we tend to all kind of overindulge when we can take a few tips ahead of time to manage that kind of stress as the holidays are coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I know that when we go to decorate the tree, you know, bringing the tree in our house, we have a tree, and then taking the ornaments and carrying the boxes down from the attic and all that kind of stuff, that I guess gives us a good workout. But then again, you know, I'm a big football fan and Matt is too. And, you know, the thought that you sit there on the couch watching the games, never thinking about even getting up off the couch. We talked some about that, didn't we, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the biggest problems with our spine patients is that they don't move enough.
Right.
They stay in positions too long, whether it be an office worker that's in their chair for too long.
Right.
Keyboarding, working on a computer or whatever. Yes, but absolutely, we need to move more often. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Do you see, Bill, at the fitness center, do you see any, you know, less folks during the holidays that show up to do their exercise?
Oddly enough, I'd say during the colder months, even the darker months, we tend to see more people because you can't get outside, you can't walk, you can't do your normal activities. But during that late November to December, we see a pretty big drop off in members, you know, whether it be traveling, visiting family, or just kind of forgetting about the gym, you know, putting it off till the new year.
Right.
We definitely see that dip there in the end of the year.
Well, I know that some of the factors during the holidays, just the excessive eating and drinking that goes on. Mm-hmm. There's food that is not the healthiest food. I think Karen hit it when she was talking a little bit about desserts. you know, we get desserts that are not the best in terms of the calorie intake, mm-hmm. the cholesterol intake, and so on. But, you know, we interact more. And mm-hmm. I would say that with the pandemic and the way that folks have at least been cautious with masks, there still is a lot of interaction, and it isn't necessarily COVID that is the issue. Flu is the issue, other things. Mm-hmm. Do you hear about that with patients? Do you see a number of folks coming in because of that?
I think definitely with COVID, a lot of my outpatients have mentioned weight gain for the past, you know, definitely year or past 2 years from just not being in their normal routines, not doing, going to the gym, you know, sitting on the couch, watching more TV, eating more snack type foods, not watching their portion sizes. And so definitely, I think it's been a major concern with this pandemic about weight gain in a lot of my patients.
And I could actually add to that too. You know, we have a lot of members that come into the gym and they'll have a goal of getting stronger or losing weight or, you know, getting back to a weight pre this age or that age. And recently it's been, I'd like to get to the weight I was before the pandemic,
right?
You know, because we were closed for just a couple months, but it took almost twice that, if not three times that, for a lot of people to actually come back to the gym, to feel safe, feel comfortable coming back to the gym. So that's definitely a common goal we've seen recently, just getting back to where they were,
right?
You know, strength wise, weight wise. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to actually break for the news and weather momentarily. And when we come back, listeners, we're going to get into some of the suggestions we give to help combat all of this. For us, you could go to team-georgia.com. Again, team-georgia.com. And you can also go to stmaryshealthcaresystems.org. stmaryshealthcaresystems.org. Great resources, great information, and we'll be right back, and we look forward to chatting with y'all more.
Listening to WGAU's Health and Wellness Roundtable. Here's your host, Mark Koyman.
Well, listeners, welcome back to the WGAU Health and Wellness Roundtable. We are glad to be here on WGAU 98.7 FM and AM 1340. And I've got a super team with me. I've got Matt, who I call Coach Matt a lot of times, and Karen from St. Mary's and Bill from St. Mary's. And we are talking about staying fit over the holidays. And we have spent the first half of our show this afternoon just talking about, in general, the stuff that happens and the way that everything from heart attack and strokes, they go up during the holidays. But we're going to devote the second part of the show, the next couple minutes, talking about things to do that are proactive, everything from what do you do from an exercise? What do you do when you're dining out? How do you best stay healthy when you're going from one party to the next? And Lord only knows, how do you stay healthy when you're sitting on the couch watching the games, the bowl games and everything in between? Karen, your background and specialty is nutritional, correct?
Correct.
And diet. Tell listeners a little bit about things that can help make the holidays proactively good nutritional eating and safe drinking.
Right. So there are a few tips to take into play when we're going into the holiday season. Definitely, you know, watch those liquid calories. An average 8-ounce glass of eggnog has about 340 calories to it.
Oh, no.
That's 8 ounces, which is, you know, one cup. How many people actually measure out that one cup of eggnog?
More than that.
It's a pint,
yeah. Knows, you know, that doesn't take much to get over 1,000 calories.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, it takes twice the work to work that off. And so just be mindful in drinking your calories. Definitely don't overindulge on alcohol on an empty stomach before you're eating, because then you're tend to be less likely to be, you know, oh, I'll just have, you know, more of two desserts instead of one because you're feeling a little loopy. And so, so definitely watch out for those liquid calories. Definitely don't skip out on the exercise. You know, if you're taking the week off and going home, you know, make sure you get up, go for a walk, make sure that, you know, you can sign up for one of those fun holiday runs with your family, even if it's out of town. Don't arrive anywhere hungry. That's an important note.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you have breakfast. Don't skip meals mm-hmm. for sure. Definitely, you know, drink a glass of water before you're eating. Sometimes we're more dehydrated than we are actually hungry. Definitely, you know, make sure we're getting enough sleep the night before. People tend to forget that sleep and stress play an important factor in our metabolism and in our hunger levels. Also, you know, don't be afraid to bring a healthy meal to your family's gathering.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, in our family, I have a nephew that is vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And I cannot even begin to tell you how much that makes our meals as a family gathering together. I've never known him to eat anything other than vegetarian dishes. But for the rest of us, it makes our meals much more healthier for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matt, you had shared in the past, and certainly in this bill, jump in, but there's exercises and things that we can proactively do just in the course of a day. You know, if you're going to go and travel, stop every hour and a half, and get out and take a walk. So share with listeners a little bit about that.
Our bodies are meant to move, and they need to be moved frequently and often. They don't like to be in one position for a long period of time. So, you know, traveling, going to families, homes or whatever, you know, take a break if it's a long drive. Every hour or two, get out and walk around, go do some back bends. That always protects your back, protects your discs as well from being in the sitting position for too long of a period of time. A lot of our patients, surprisingly enough, cannot stand for very long. So, you know, for those type of people, meal preparation, you know, they might need to use a stool or something to do some of their meal preparation in the kitchen. And that's perfectly fine. Still don't want to sit for too long. Want to do a little bit of standing. I always suggest do a little bit of standing, do a little bit of sitting, but just change around a little bit, even if you do have spinal stenosis.
Well, I would say that one of the things that I can remember even recently is that with the holidays, whether it's gifts that have toys and heavy things in them, or it's the storage boxes that have things that you bring down from the attic or whatever, but just the way that you go to even pick up things, you know, where you bend your knees as you're picking the package up, puts less stress on the back. You're shaking your head.
Yeah, that's correct.
So even as you're lifting things.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Being safe, moving fluidly, protecting your back, trying not to single-handedly lift a ladder or lift a tree by yourself. Those heavy toys that you get for your kids, you know, if it's, you know, over 50 pounds, ask for some help, you know, have two people carry an item in, set it under the tree. I did want to share one tip that I was thinking about, just as far as shopping, getting those gifts,
right?
You know, when you're walking in the mall, at the strip mall, indoor, outdoor, either way, park in the back of the parking lot. It's a great way to sneak in some steps throughout the day. And then another one, you could go a little further. If you're going to multiple stores, hit your car in between each store.
Yeah.
You know, go back and forth. You know, set the gifts in, go back to the store. You're double, tripling up on your steps. It's a great way to get in that extra activity.
Bill, you could not have shared anything richer than that. There's times that I go to shop at like Target or Walmart, and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, the thing that I need is all the way on the opposite side of where the entrance to the, you know, that I'm going into the store is. And yet I find out that when I'm in the store, I feel better by the time I'm checking out than, you know, I probably would have sitting in the car or going through a drive-thru or whatever. Yeah. And there are some that are saying that one of the things post-pandemic, you know, during the pandemic, so many people did the online ordering and then went and parked in the parking lot and had it brought out to the car. I have heard some people talk about the fact that, oh my goodness, now that it's post-pandemic and I'm going back in the store, I feel healthier. Yeah. You ever hear that from other folks?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely, yeah. And take the stairs. Don't take the escalator or the elevator.
Right.
That's a big thing, too. I mean, I can't think of hardly any of our staff members here that take the elevator. Everybody takes the stairs.
Right.
And I do it when I work at the hospital, too. I take the stairs.
Right.
Just that little bit, doing that a few times a day, I think it adds up, you know?
Well, Karen, you and I were just chatting before we started recording the show, how I was very taken back in Better Homes and Gardens by some of these recipes. Better Homes and Gardens is not tailored for me, a baby boomer, anymore. It's tailored for folks that are millennials out there. I guess they have little small kids and they're learning how to cook from scratch. But I was taken back by some of the dishes. And one of the things that I've discovered is that there's a really great way that you could take like mustard greens and chopped up greens, and you could steam those and just add a little bit of lemon to it or spice. And those are healthy for us, aren't they?
Definitely. Definitely aim for more of the steaming, baking, grilling, boiling,
yes,
as opposed to the, you know, soaking this in bacon fat overnight, you know, and stewing it on the stove and, you know, or cream, adding a bunch of cream and butter and certain things like that. Just, you know, be mindful of different quiet little tips you can take ahead of time to cut back on a few calories.
We're just before Thanksgiving is going to be taking place. Do y'all have in your mindset things that you're going to be cooking that are a little bit off the wall but are healthier for you? I mean, I'm not doing stuffing. I'm gonna probably do those greens like that, you know, as one of the dishes on the table.
I was actually just looking at this sweet potato cake that I was going to make. I'm a very picky toddler at home who I can't get vegetables in, and so I always try to find ways to sneak vegetables in certain recipes. So.
Do you have at St. Mary's any part of the website where people can go to see nutritional information?
I do, yeah. So if you just, I think it's on the main St. Mary's webpage.
Okay.
You just go on there, and I do blog posts at least once a month.
Oh, that's super.
And I plan to be doing some holiday recipes.
And that's stmaryshealthcaresystem.org.
Correct.
Listeners, stmaryshealthcaresystem.org. And in your website, Bill, You have a website specifically for the gym, don't you?
It's tied to the same stmaryshealthcaresystems.org. You would just go to locations.
Good.
To the wellness center. And there is a wellness center in both Athens and Livonia. So it would be the Athens location. And I also post on our blog, the St. Mary's blog, recently put up a post about the benefits of cardiovascular exercise and resistance training, doing both together.
That's super.
It's great.
That's super. Listeners, that's dynamite to go to that. And Matt, do you have anything on the website that is related to any exercises or routines? I know that there's a lot of information about the different conditions that people can encounter.
I can't think of anything right offhand. Most of mine is tailored right to individual patients. I can't think of anything right offhand on the website.
Well, I again encourage listeners, it's hard to believe that we are out of time on this show, but we are very thankful for many things in our life. We're thankful that you all as listeners tune in each week to the WGAU Health and Wellness Roundtable. Again, you can go to our teamgeorgia.com, and it has all sorts of great information in there relevant to things that happen to our bones and our body and our nerves. And again, the websites that we have shared with you, go to them. And happy Thanksgiving, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, all those wonderful things. We will be back on next week, believe it or not. And we look forward to spending more time with y'all. Take care.